Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly
on the Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Well, police are investigating an alleged road rage incident. It's a shooting that left one man dead and police looking for the person responsible. It happened yesterday afternoon near 60th and L.
Right about 4:30. So what we're looking for, they believe, is a silver pickup. And Chevy. They think that's where the shooter was in. But basically, this father of three, nice South Omaha guy who was either the truck driver or the passenger in the truck. Some kind of road rage thing where they're both, the vehicles are stopped and he gets out and addresses occupants.
Yeah.
Like, hey,
yeah,
or whatever road rage deal. And then as he's going back to his truck, they believe the guy shot him in the back.
I can't even believe that.
So it was his daughter's birthday yesterday, the victim.
Oh, no.
Yeah, two daughters and a boy. And he'd served three tours in Iraq. Like, all of his neighbors, like everyone's saying, oh my gosh, this is the nicest guy who would give the shirt off his back for anybody.
Holy smokes. What is
so that's the thing.
People?
You just got to be careful out there. You don't know who the goofs are in the car next to you.
No, people get angry. People get crazy. That's so unfortunate.
Wow. I don't ever want to yell at them or like get in a fight. I just want to see what that other person looks like that you hate on.
Yeah.
And when they look like a goof, it validates.
Probably.
Like, well, who's that goof? Who just cuts you off and then you roll up next to him and you feel better about yourself because you're like, that guy.
That's where it starts, the look. You know, I've been noticing, I mean, people that get mad at me for driving are generally women that I have dealt with.
What are you, why are
yeah,
you
what are you doing
people?
That they're,
I don't know. That's just it. They always drive by honk and flip me off. I get mad for 2 seconds. I'm like, you're going too slow?
Man.
I think I'm going too slow. I'm just not moving fast enough for them. But sometimes it's as fast as I can move because there's people in front of me. But they're just barreling through, you know, swerving in and out. And yeah, I just think to myself, you must be a pleasant person to be with.
Well, if you're a witness to this thing, come forward.
Yeah, that's the one thing that they're asking for is that they interviewed a bunch of people at the scene yesterday at 60th and L. But the suspects, whoever was the shooter, got away. So homicide investigators are looking for any information that can help them catch the person who, you know, shot and killed this man. If you know something and you can help, call Crime Stoppers. The number is 402-444-STOP. Credit reporting company Equifax says it discovered a hack months before the one that exposed the personal information of millions of people. Bloomberg is reporting that the company said that the March hack is separate from the recent hack that left 143 million U.S. customers vulnerable to identity theft. However, the March hack was a major breach to its computer systems and involved the same intruders. So the company is facing an increasing crisis as it's experienced two major hacks within a few months of each other. And now the Justice Department is opening a criminal investigation into three Equifax executives following a massive data breach. The DOJ is investigating whether those executives broke insider trading laws after they sold shares totaling nearly $2 million just days after the company found out that it had been hacked.
They dumped it knowing that they was going to take a dive.
Before they announced to the public. So this wasn't... You know, this was after they found out, before they told all of us, they were like, well, we obviously need to shed a couple of these shares. So the data breach is one of the largest ever. Contains 143 million people. So security numbers, credit card numbers, addresses, driver's license numbers. Most people are trying to check out and see if they've been affected. They're offering, you know, that one free year of like credit check. But
Molly, they've got all your information. You got hacked. Now they've turned your liquefied your money, turned it into Bitcoin, and they're buying dildos on the dark web.
I mean,
I bought two.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Dark web dildos. We don't even know where they're going.
Yeah. They talk to you, by the way. Those dildos.
They do?
Yes. They speak to you.
Wow.
When you walk by, it's motion activated. You know, when you walk by the Halloween section, you always have that monster that goes by motion. These things will speak to you. The ones on the dark web, they'll say, hey, what are you doing?
Bitcoin purchase, dark web dildos. Wait, how many have you bought?
Yeah.
Two.
So I'm very well versed in the dark web. I can't even bring myself to say the rest.
I think that word is just funny to me. I don't know why that word makes me laugh. It's dildo. What the hell is that? Who came up with that stupid word? But it's
an awful word, yes. Very terrible.
Is there a bird called the dildo, I think?
Dodo.
Oh, that's the dodo.
It's what you do with it that makes it become the dildo.
Yes.
I mean, what if you just bought it?
Gosh.
Never did anything nefarious with it.
No.
All it is like a soup stirrer.
That's it.
You use it as a ladle, a chili spoon.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, something to stir the water up. You know, you can just pop it in there and it'll keep the water just flowing.
Believe me, there are many red-faced ladies out there who have experienced babysitting or a child come running out of their room and playing with this thing and they think it's a toy car.
Yeah. Zoom! There's that movie Neighbors where they have that whole embarrassing scene where they're trying to sell the house and the kid comes out and it's holding her.
We had an embarrassing scene on the way when we went on that Cozumel trip for that dive trip. Mm-hmm. Wileen has an electric toothbrush and we're going through all these customs. Well, all of a sudden you can hear as we grab the suitcase this vibrating noise. That must have been going on for a while.
They're all like, ma'am.
So she opens up the bag. There's also some toothpaste in there. So now you can't see through the bag. But, you know, all you can do is grab it. And she's yelling, I can't shut it off. It won't shut off. And all you can see is her holding something that would resemble that of a sex toy. But it's an electric toothbrush. So here I'm trying to shut
Wileen
it off.
Wileen was holding it?
Yes. But she gave it to me, and I'm like, I don't know how to shut this thing off.
Why does she have an electric toothbrush? Does it work?
Yeah, she loves them. Apparently so. She won't ever travel with it again. It was a little bit of an embarrassment, but
after the entire airport thought that she brought a sex toy to Mexico, she's like, I think I'll just go, you know, analog.
It's vibrating.
Feature. Yeah, exactly.
She's holding it up saying, I can't shut it off. I'm like, geez, yeah.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. President Trump is speaking before UN General Assembly today. For the first time, Trump's expected to address the rapidly escalating North Korean nuclear crisis. Meanwhile, in a kickoff speech at the UN, Trump called for bold reforms at the world body. He said that the days of business as usual at the UN must be over. And as Florida continues to recover from Hurricane Irma, it looks like another big storm will be avoiding the Sunshine State. So computer models are indicating that this Hurricane Maria will stay well to the east of the U.S. mainland. But that's not necessarily the best news for the Caribbean. National Hurricane Center says
Puerto
Maria,
Rico,
which has topped off at Category 4, is back up to a Category 5. 160-mile-an-hour winds. President Trump is declaring states of emergency in the U.S. territories of Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands.
Hey, what prior damage did Puerto Rico get banged up by Irma?
Yes. They got banged up pretty bad.
Yeah,
this will finish it off. I mean, there's... Whatever
Talking
it hit
somebody-
last night, it's they're saying, their prime minister is saying, we have nothing. There's nothing left.
The prime minister of where?
I'll look it up, but I was reading that this morning. Regardless, it's a hurricane. It's coming through the exact same path that Irma did.
Finish it off is a little dire.
You know, I know. It's bad. It's so bad. But
Puerto Rico sustained a lot of power losses. That there are areas of the island that still
Dominica.
Dominica.
Yeah.
That got hit overnight.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Yeah, the Dominican prime minister is the one.
We're talking
that
about Puerto Rico.
Well, I'm talking about Maria. Maria's mad.
All right.
She's mad.
She is.
So we can break it down any way we want.
I think we understand why the ladies drive past him and he has his road rage incidents.
Maybe so.
Hurricane warnings, though, are going to be affecting both territories, the Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands, tonight and Wednesday. So everybody's going to be keeping an eye on it. But, you know, for us, the Florida, so it's good news about Florida that Maria is not going to end up impacting that state because consumers are already going to be looking to pay higher prices for winter fruits and vegetables from Florida. That's the assessment.
No.
Yep. From the U.S. Agriculture Secretary. You know, last week there were whispers. They said, you know, it looks like we got to get down on the ground and find out. Well, now they've gotten the assessment. They took to the air yesterday to get a firsthand look at the farm damage caused by the hurricane. And they say that October and November harvests were wiped out, meaning it'll be December before the state produces fresh vegetables. So the USDA is going to lead the charge for disaster relief for the farmers. I mean, that's tough for those farmers.
Yes, we have no bananas.
No bananas. Dang it.
Thankfully, I don't think that the banana industry is based in Florida, but I do know what you mean. Yes, but yeah, there's
going to be down there. I would assume, though, that the hurricane banged up the banana region, right? Isn't that whole Caribbean where a lot of bananas come from?
Yeah, the Caribbean's probably going to be taking a hit as well. You're right. Florida for itself, I think, is mostly citrus. It's got strawberries, tomatoes. I was reading about sugarcane is the big one. You know, they made a lot of those Everglades into sugarcane farms, decades ago. And so that's the other thing. We count on them for a lot of those natural sweeteners that we use to make everything taste so delicious. Forbes has crowned the Dallas Cowboys as the most valuable NFL franchise for the 11th straight year. The Cowboys are valued at $4.8 billion, which is a 14% uptick from last year.
Aren't they always the highest rated 11th straight year professional sports franchise?
Yeah, they got a lot of money.
New England Patriots are second on the list, $3.7 billion, followed by the New York Giants, the Washington Redskins, and the San Francisco 49ers. The average team is now worth $2.5 billion. The Buffalo Bills, they're the least valuable team. They come in at a $1.6 billion value. And if you're thinking about taking a vacation, getting away, everyone likes to, you know, go and unwind. Scientists believe that they have found just the perfect recipe for how long you should go. 8 days is said to be the absolute perfect vacation length. They say the positive benefits of time off kick in on day one, but they say it takes till about day eight for people to really shake off their responsibilities and work stress.
Well, then why not make it 10 days?
I'm with you. They say ninth day, you get bored. The boredom starts to set in wherever you're at.
So it takes 8 days to relax.
How sad
and then
is
by
that?
The ninth day, you're like, all right, I'm done.
Yeah, I'm ready to get back to it.
Yeah.
It's taken me 8 days to unwind.
Now let's go back to work and do it again.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think people start getting anxious at that point. They say positive feelings start to decrease, and then they fall off rapidly after
time
the day.
Time to pack
11.
Up your dildo, honey. We're headed to the airport. Take the batteries out so we don't have an awkward pretending it was a toothbrush moment.
Hey, it was.
Again.
It was a toothbrush. All right, so 8 days. Yeah, last time I was on a trip, 7 days, the longest I've ever, you know, been actually gone. So it was actually perfect, I think.
Did you stay in one place? Did you make little side travels?
Yeah, I stayed in one place. I didn't go, like, what do you mean side travels? Like, traveling?
Well, I mean, I've gone on, like, three, like I remember after college I did the backpacking thing.
Uh-huh.
And it was, like, 3 weeks. But you're traveling. You're going different places all the time. Like, I think if I spent 3 weeks in one place, yes, like, you would definitely. So that's why I was wondering, like, if you're someplace for a week, you can go and be like, we spent 3 days here. I mean, you can be on vacation for a week, but spend 3 days in one location, 3 days in another. You can spread it out.
That almost seems too stressful. I'd just rather just chill and hang out and check out the area, you know. So
I guess the big thing is that short breaks like weekend vacations, I guess, aren't long enough for people to really reap the benefits of having time off because the lines between work and home life are still blurred.
I'm curious how many people though ever take what's the magic number?
Eight.
How many take 8 days?
who's got that? I mean, it'd have to be a Saturday to a Saturday.
How many Americans take 8 days? We always lead the world in unused vacation.
Right.
I mean, because we have vacation. I'm sure we're also spoiled on the statistic of people that get it.
Is anyone really allowed?
Don't have to, work on the gerbil wheel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just wonder how many people are actually allowed to take more than a week off. Because you're right. Europeans, they'll take two, like a yeah. month right. off.
Every there's time. Some jobs that have, like, there's some jobs that have...
PayPal has a sabbatical that you have to
that's
do.
That's what I was going to say, yeah. sabbaticals, where they're like, you have to, it's like a mandatory month, like every it's 5 or 7 years.
Yeah, there's
or
a bunch of hippy, trippy, new, fresh companies down in Lincoln in the Silicon Prairie that have, quote, unlimited vacation.
As long as you get your stuff
that no
done.
One takes.
Well, that's the thing.
Exactly.
You know, yeah. that's always the pitch. Hey, you take what time you need, Trevor. She's unlimited.
Well, and
then
also
it's
depending
like
on-
they're all looking at each other like,
is this a test?
Can we really take unlimited?
No.
Where's Trevor? He doesn't work here anymore.
He took a day off, and we told him, that's too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, they say really make a vacation count, though. There are things that you can do to really unplug. So even if you're just, let's say you can't take the full 8 days, go ahead and, you know, take whatever, your 4 days, your 5 days, and, you know, leave your work devices at home, you know, put out an automated message to remind people that you won't be checking email, you know, other things like planning beforehand, get stuff planned so you're not like, you know, having to make split decisions while you're there. And just try to, like, disconnect as much as you can.
And relax. Yeah.
Got I would say the hardest just thing. More importantly, take the vacation now. I mean, because the reefs are dying.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Down. This is
oh,
the,
yeah, the places.
It's
yeah.
never going to look this good.
Now, there will be other places. I mean, yeah, it depends on what you like to do. But, yeah.
Well, 8 days, everybody should go ahead and maybe this is a wake-up call. You're waking up now. You're going to work. Maybe this is the opportunity to be like, yeah, I'm going to start doing some surfing. Find out what little getaways I can take. Doesn't have to be expensive. And that's the other thing. Like, 8 days, we always assume, like, a vacation has to be this, like, elaborate, involved deal. Might just be like an Airbnb
I would think,
on a lake or something.
The,
you know?
The hurricane zipping the Caribbean right now has got to be good for the tourist industry on the left coast, on yeah. the western coast of Mexico.
Yeah. Yes.
I think it'd be good for
sure.
Cabo.
Yeah, we have yeah, a friend right. that's getting married and heading out to one of the Bahama Islands. I just wonder how that's going to exist. I have no idea. Hopefully that Maria moves around.
Big Party Morning Show. Streaming worldwide.
Listen online 24/7. Log on now. Channel 94.1.com.
Sad to be sitting here knowing that there are people in the world that are really bracing for their lives with these hurricanes. I mean, think about that. This is the second round for some of them, those islands.
You know, now, would you be as sympathetic if these weren't potential vacation destinations for yourself?
No.
Like, if this was ravaging the central plains of Russia right now,
I would
be zero coverage.
There would be zero coverage. Absolutely.
Unless they could tie in that it had something
vacation
to do with the
spot.
Election. The election.
Well, this next year I had planned, you know, I had planned with mm-hmm. an idea that maybe I was going to go with some friends to the Virgin Islands. And then also maybe possibly, if we could afford it and have the time, to like the Bahamas or something next year. That was kind of on the list, but now I don't know. Maybe
this is really distressing for you. You're watching this monster destroy your vacation plans.
I can't
your
even
getaway.
Sleep, you guys.
You guys, I was going to go to that place.
The
well,
people,
I was.
In the Dominica, one of the quotes is, so far we have lost all what money can buy and replace.
Wow.
This island of Dominica. So it's not the Dominican Republic. It's the
no.
island of Dominica.
Yeah.
And it's the strongest storm on record to make landfall in Dominica. 160 mile an hour winds.
Category
and there's
5.
Footage of it blowing through. I mean, you can see what a category 5
will do.
Because it's that's what we, I guess we have to experience it someday. We have tornadoes. We've seen winds blow through, but they're quick. This is sustained.
Yeah. Just sits here and blows.
It's leaning on you.
Hmm. Well, and I mean, how strong were the structures? I mean, not been to Dominica, but to general, I mean with all three of us have been to the islands in the Caribbean. I mean, they have like a very easy structure, you know? Like, I mean, it doesn't look like something like, it doesn't look like a tank or some sort of a fortress. I mean,
you're saying it's made out of balsa wood?
Well, I mean, a lot of them is just like, it just yeah. seems very
she is.
hurricane
not
destructible.
Proof.
Yeah, exactly. Not hurricane proof. Thank you.
Now, the only good thing about this story is you had no plans to travel to Dominica.
No, I didn't.
If there was any silver lining,
I would be upset.
This tragedy hasn't affected your vacation plans yet.
Hey, not yet. Yeah, maybe in the future. When they rebuild, I'll go visit Dominica, but not right now.
When you rebuild. Yeah.
No, it does. It sucks. I'm sure I'm not the only one that had plans or maybe it had brought up an idea of maybe traveling over
to Think about the people that actually live there. I mean, they weren't even traveling there. This is just called
awful. Hey, Rick Jones, our buddy, tweeted, he wants to know if you got your electric toothbrush at that store in Benson. you know that toothbrush store in Benson?
Ding, ding.
Hi, Mike.
Rick. Oh, Rick. Ricky. Yes. No, we didn't. Actually, I don't know where she got it, but yeah.
I guess you're just going to have to start. You're going to have to start looking for vacation destinations on the West Coast.
As sad as this is, I'd already brought up. I'm like, well, hey, you know, because if I leave town in the summer, I like to do hiking. I like to go to Colorado if I can. You know, I kind of thought maybe that's just kind of the plan this year. We just stay on a mountain somewhere. I don't know. Hell, I don't know.
I'll get by. Welcome to the leisure class. I think he's eyeing the Caribbean.
Where to spend my time.
Molly, he's eyeing the Caribbean next year because he's looking for a wedding destination.
Oh, from your lips to God's ears. Seriously,
absolutely.
That would be so fantastic.
Dead to rights.
But how could I? There's nothing over there. I mean, even if I was.
Love. There'll be love. That's what you'll bring. Love.
You're worried about love. I'm sure you're already worried about your potential wedding guest list, so it's got to be a destination.
Why?
That cuts through all the wear outs.
Because then that cuts a lot of the people. But then also, there's also the people that you don't want to go, but then they're like, oh, absolutely. Like, oh, no.
Because then you can send a really showy, over-the-top invite to everyone.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, you guys are in love. We're going to get married on the side of a mountain in Dominica.
Oh, you can't come? That's okay. Send a gift.
We'll have a small reception in Omaha. You can send your gifts still. I'm still going to look you in the eye and make sure.
I wouldn't know what to do on that level of if I was to get married, if it would be a destination. I've never been married. I don't know what's harder or what's easier or who do you want to please and who you don't want to please. You know,
you got to please yourself,
baby.
You got to please yourself. Destination. Do it. I mean, you love to travel. I mean, the thing is that no matter where you do it, you're going to have so much fun on account of the fact that you and Wylene are just fun people. You guys are going to throw a fun party.
But people are just checking in. We're planning for party's wedding.
Right. Has he asked the lovely Wylene yet?
No, I have not.
We are planning for them.
yes.
Or were you planning a destination engagement?
No, I don't believe in that. I don't believe in destination engagement. Come on. Why would I squash up the moments? That's one moment. That's two great moments smashed into one. You can spread it up. You can spread that stuff out.
Smash together.
Spread it out.
Well, I thought you were trying to drag this out. But if you get this thing out on the calendar, and you're like, all right, so the engagement ring now buys.
Right. How much time?
Molly, how much time does that stretch out?
Molly's going to say
you can kick that wedding ceremony.
You can kick that can down the way. Oh, no. People can be engaged for quite some time.
Well, I was talking to a friend this weekend. His dad had divorced, and he has someone else in his life, so he's been engaged for 14 years.
That's
14 years. That's too long.
I mean, that gets to the point where you're like, I mean, why are you even bothering calling an engagement? I mean,
does he refer to her as his fiance?
I don't know. I didn't even ask that question. I was like, that's interesting. 14-year-long engagement.
You're like,
this is my question.
Do you have a pamphlet that I can read about?
At what point is living together, are you common law? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that's usually the threshold for me. It's like, if you're engaged longer than it would be for like the law to just be like, oh no, you're married, you've lived together for X amount of time, then you've outweighed your engagement. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
when the law is already considering you married or coupled because of the amount of time you've put in,
I guess,
then I think that you've probably gone too far.
I guess the way I would look at those destination weddings is a deal of your... Of course, having that moment with your friends who made it and family, but then aren't you ultimately spending your honeymoon with the same people? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
so.
The
now
one.
You want to get some space away from those people.
When you put it like that,
2 days in, you should have your wedding and then say, "Bye, y'all. We need a little bit of space from the rest of you wear-outs.
Mm-hmm. No.
Thanks for joining us in the Dominica.
This place is terrible.
Oh, my God.
This place what does not left? Look like the pamphlet from 2014.
No, where early 2017.
Is the hotel?
Well, it was there.
God. I didn't realize Iowa has common law marriage.
Do they really? How long is that?
I understand. I mean, this side of the border.
Oh, here you are. All right, does Nebraska have a common law marriage?
You're fine.
No, you're fine in Nebraska.
You're fine and dandy.
Oh, wow.
You better be careful over there in Council Bluffs, kids.
Yeah, you live too long with
each
other.
In Iowa, to prove the existence of a lawful common law marriage, there must be substantial evidence of a present intent and agreement to be married.
She must be engaged.
Continuous cohabitation and a public declaration that the parties are husband and wife.
Okay.
Or now wife and wife, or husband and husband, or party A and party B. How about that? Party A and party B. What about big party?
Party!
And
this
sweet Wiley.
Man.
You're lucky Nebraska's pretty conservative when it comes to that.
They
say it's not recognized. Well, no, because there are people that find themselves in a little snafu. Where, you know,
with
you
that?
Are. Yeah, because you've lived together for so long.
So if now you got to split everything, right?
Yeah. So, like, let's say if you broke up, even though you never even tied the knot, a domestic partnership or, I mean, not a domestic, but a common law marriage agreement, you know, somebody could drag you and be like, oh, no, we're not just splitting up the record collection and going our separate ways. Like,
we
got to
split it evenly.
Well, we're going to set up a fund. Maybe a GoFundMe for...
To help the hurricane victims?
No,
or
to
help
Tardy's vacation. He's a vacation victim.
For just pennies a day.
He's had to move one of his many vacations.
Oh, no, my
friend.
To
a hiking trip instead of laying on the beach.
You guys, I wanted to lay on a beach, and now I've got to hike.
Now I've got to move. Again.
Let's see if we can get some celebrities and some airtime on the networks to go ahead and do like a big telethon for you.
Just show my face up there. Different trips, awful.
This man wanted to vacation.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show.
Channel 94.1.
Ed Sheeran is really having a good week. His Shape of You has tied the record for the second longest run at number one in the history of Billboard's Adult Contemporary. I guess Sheeran's track hit its 22nd week at number one. And Shape of You matches the 22-week reign of Train's Hey Soul Sister.
I know. Well, now you kind of take away all the stank out of the statistic. We're all like, yeah, I dig that song. It must be so good. It beat an awesome song.
Well, the only song that has reigned...
Hey, Soul Sister!
That's the one it beat out. The only song that has reigned longer is Uncle Cracker's Drift Away.
Dabba dabba on the radio.
We got to meet Train, and here's what's disturbing. Very nice guys.
Yeah.
Super nice guys. That Pat Moynihan, great guy. But they have a dude in the band Train that looks exactly like Howie Mandel.
Yes,
he weird.
Does. Oh, no, really?
Yeah, we took a picture with the band, and I'm like, is that Howie Mandel? Is no one going to address Howie Mandel is here?
Stepping in.
Did he let you touch him? He's like, no.
Oh, they're all cool dudes.
That was how we knew it wasn't Howie Mandel.
Because he was all like, no, go ahead, touch me. You can spit in your hand and rub it all over my face, and I won't freak out at all. That's so mean.
Like, oh, it's not him.
Poor Howie Mandel has a real phobia or
phobias.
You know, things he's scared of.
Well, good job for Eddie. You know, he did have to cancel the St. Louis show just like you two did. Both you two and Ed Sheeran both canceled over the, you know,
riots
protests and riots over that police acquittal.
So that was a bummer for people.
Now
in
you're
St.
just
Louis.
Hurting people.
It's just good stuff.
Well, keep in mind that the current record, the one he's tying for second with Train, but number one on that list,
what is it?
The only song that has reigned longer is Uncle Cracker's Drift Away.
Oh,
God. Really?
Do we even have that in the system?
Turd salad.
I haven't even. Uncle Cracker, I would think that we would have Uncle Cracker maybe somewhere, but yeah, Uncle Cracker. I haven't even heard that band's name in forever. The family of Pablo Escobar is blaming Netflix for the death of a Narcos location scout. This location scout was murdered in Mexico. He was looking for locations for the show's next season. And I guess the family is saying that Netflix are the real bad guys in all of this. They think that they can boss people around, quote, and not pay. People should boycott their show. Their negligence makes people die for nothing.
How foreboding is that for anyone in the Escobar family to say, and they do not pay.
And they do not pay.
What is it, platos?
I don't even know.
Wow. That's lead or silver.
Yeah.
Is their line.
Well, the family, the Escobar family, alleges that Netflix is playing with fire by filming in locations that are actually really inhabited by active drug cartels.
So people should be watching the show Narcos.
It's awesome.
It's absolutely incredible. So the first two seasons are how we handle, or first three seasons, are what really went down with the cocaine trafficking out of Colombia with Pablo Escobar up until the Cali cartel. And it's all real life. It's based on what really happened with the DEA.
Good. Yeah, it's fantastic.
And how it was during the end of the Cold War and how we kind of exploited, remember the Contras, all that kind of stuff. We were funneling money down there to play around, and the drug war down there was kind of a farce. And now it's moving into how Mexico took over the drug trafficking.
Yeah.
And he was over in where? Suarez? In the really bad part of Mexico, this location scout. He'd been location scout, not just for Narcos, a bunch of other movies.
Because he was by himself. I thought that was an interesting gig.
They found him and his car bullet riddled.
Oh, jeez.
In one of the most dangerous areas of Mexico, like in cartel country.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see where he was. It was Plata? Countryside outside of Mexico City.
Okay.
Plata or Ploma.
But the weird thing, I mean, like, this guy was an experienced location manager. He'd worked on a bunch of things.
Plato, Plata or Plomo. Do you remember that? Silver Plato. Or lead?
I'll take Plato. Plato.
I would think Plomo would be the one who would...
Lead?
Well, then you're the location scout who we just lit up.
No, I'm trying to...
You're like, here's an experienced location.
I was going to say...
Like, I don't care. I'm still going to shoot you.
Plato or Plomo. That's interesting.
Yeah, that's what Escobar would tell all these guys. I mean, that's...
Yep.
And it's crazy down there. Like, when the Cali cartel took over after Escobar, they basically just elected the president. And the president ran on narco dollars.
On narco dollars, you bet. It's on Netflix.
He called it a narco democracy.
Need to watch.
Supposedly, though, if you go down there now, like, what is it, Bogota and Medellin?
Yeah.
Are supposed to be absolutely beautiful.
Really?
I mean, they've really cleaned it up. And I'm sure there's spooky elements like any big city.
Like anywhere, you bet.
People feel free to go out. The clubs are supposed to be awesome, and it's an absolute beautiful country.
Go Studio.
This is the Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.